You're listening to Radio 2 on 433 meters medium wave, 693 kilohertz, and wasting your time. Because this is ITV.
This is Anglia Television, serving the east of England right.
Drama, comedy, sports action, award-winning documentaries, blockbuster feature films, a boring old loony with string tied round his waist droning on about chickens. You'll find at least one of these on Anglia. From our combined operations unit in an abattoir in Norwich, where programs are made and animals slaughtered daily, although not necessarily in that order, Anglia's new-fangled movie wireless service brings you the very best in entertainment. Sale of the Century, the program where Nicholas Parsons lies in state on Catford rubbish tip and people queue up to pay their last respects to the rubbish. Gambit, the show where Fred Dinage hides while he waits for Dickie Davis to die. And, of course, Anglia Movie Wireless's proudest product of all, the adverts.
Is your winter beet threatened by broatweed, spot throat, Dutch prunties, pule throb, galloping spickets, or Edith Quint of Bermondsey and her boyfriend having a good time? Then spread your acres now with Dung K, the brand new miracle fertilizer from Dung Laboratories. Yes, Dung K, pure wholesome dung with that special added ingredient, the letter K put on the sack to make it sound scientific. Dung K.
Yes, there's all this and more. Nothing more. Coming your way tonight on Anglia Movie Wireless.
Hello, William Stiffco Cadaver, Controller of Programs and Chief Pig Disemboweler.
Arthur Ploxted to see you.
Ah, Ploxted. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed reading your scripts.
I haven't written them yet.
I know, I just couldn't wait. By the way, this is your new director and head of goat spaying, Royston Turnoff. He used to work on sitcoms on ATV, showing laughter buttons to their seats. That is, until he took the elixir of eternal senility and now works for Anglia.
Hello, pleased to meet you.
Hello.
Now then, this new series of yours, Tales of the Undead. As you know, we'll be basing each episode on one of your short stories, and the whole thing will get the customary Anglia star treatment. The sets will, of course, be extremely lavish, as we're filming them in the gent.
So all you have to do is to change your name to Rachel, and we'll start working.
I beg your pardon?
Change your name to Rachel, you don't mind, do you?
Why on earth should I change my name to Rachel?
Well, it's a little tricky, you see. The Anglia graphics department, being what it is, namely a store for sheep's entrails, we haven't actually got enough letters for Arthur Ploxted's Tales of the Undead. We've only got enough for the word Rachel, you see.
But Rachel's a woman's name. I'm a man.
That's all right. We've booked the editing suite for term 30.
Yes.
Rachel Ploxted's Tales of the Undead. It sounds terrible.
Well, I suppose we could try making other titles using the same letters. Let's see, we could call it Alec Threads, Tales of the Unexploded.
Yes, not bad. Or Charles Node's Tale of the Dud Playtex.
That's a good one. Or what about Ina Sharples, Text of the Eluded Cod?
You're all mad.
Of course.
This is supposed to be a thriller series. Let me look. How about... I know, Somebody or Other's Tales of the Unexpected. Mm. We can do that, look.
Oh, yes, but look at the letters you've got left over. Two A's, two D's, two L's, an H, and on and O.
Yeah.
You'll never make a name out of those.
We must be able to scrape something together. Now, what about that?
That's the silliest-looking name I've ever seen.
You'll never know, though. It might just catch on. Let's give it a try, shall we?
We present Al Lord Hodd's Tales of the Unexpected. Produced by Eyesaw Pictures in conjunctivitis with Anglia Movie Wireless. Starring Chubby Checker with no clothes on as the rather unpleasant twist. Gerald Harper as a man who puts Pril cream on his personality. And Susan George as a woman who forgets to take her weed killer and later gives birth to Norman St. John Stevens.
If any woman is a creature of habit, it is my wife. Every Friday morning, without fail, she settles the bill with the milkman and gets up. At 1 o'clock precisely, she gets into her car and reverses it out of the back wall into the garage. And drives to the station. Last week, she was sitting in a compartment on the soccer special, trying to douse the no smoking sign. When she was joined by a strange visitor.
Good morning, miss. Is there room in here for a little one?
I'm sorry, this is a first-class joke compartment. Benny Hill class is the next one down.
I know, but it's engaged at the moment.
Oh, I see.
The scenery is so pleasant on this journey, don't you think? I do so love to watch the tortoises in the fast lane.
Yes. I make this trip to Glasgow quite a lot. I'm taking my nephew his birthday present.
Oh, yes?
Oh, it's just some new aftershave.
Ah, gents of St. Pancras. But surely this doesn't make a man smell nicer.
It does in Glasgow.
Tell me, have you never thought of giving your nephew something like this?
Russian roulette video game? What on earth does that do?
The principle is perfectly simple. This cassette contains 6 recordings. 5 of them are completely blank, run-of-the-mill TV shows. But the 6th one is a never-ending tape of Radio 4 UK.
Oh, no! Oh.
Now, we still have quite a journey ahead of us. What do you say to a quick game?
Well, it sounds a bit dangerous.
Nonsense. Here, we'll toss a British Rail salad to see who goes there. You call.
Snails.
Snails it is.
You go first.
This is BBC One lie after another. And now, another fantastically, realistically made BBC space exploration series with scenery more like real planets than you've had hot dinners. But only just. We strongly advise you to keep your pets out of doors while this program is on, except for viewers in Scotland, where a cat being sick on the carpet is a form of religious worship.
Blake's film shot in old gravel pits. Devised by a man whose copyright money on the Daleks is beginning to run out. And written by getting lots of old Z-car scripts and changing the name Newtown to Golrandon Vox 111. Alien battle fleet ahead!
What are we going to do, Avon?
Attention, Earthlings. I must warn you all that unless you surrender to us immediately, we shall be forced to put on pairs of glittery tights.
Not the tights, they wouldn't dare.
Oh, yes. We shall also slip into the shirts with strings up the front. Get out the badly designed motorbike boots and ponce around with lots of women with no bras on. And white leather trousers.
No, not the braless women.
I think I could have my hands full here, Kelly.
Very well.
First blood to me, I think. Now it is your turn.
Promise me one thing. If it is the never-ending tape of Radio 4 UK, you'll see I get a decent burial.
Oh, don't let's be pessimistic. Come, press the button.
Good morning. Cock-up Magnus and Pike, dental specialists. Can I help you?
Is this the place where you take people's teeth out?
Oh, no, it's much easier through the mouth.
Oh, put them back on again, then.
Now, then, this is the dentist's waiting room. Here on the table is a fossilised skeleton of an autocar magazine. And over here on the wall, as a reminder that chlorine is good for your teeth, is a picture of Esther Ranson gargling with a swimming pool. And just here is the seat where, if you make yourself nice and comfortable, I say the dentist will see you now, Mr. Jobes.
Oh, right.
Ah, good morning. Wide open.
Oh, sorry.
Now then, just sit down, would you? Tell me if the chair's too high.
Pardon?
Just a minute, I'll lower it for you. Right, just put your head back, please. Anywhere on your neck will be fine. Good, good, good. That's perfectly lovely.
Oh, good.
Now, there's absolutely nothing at all to... Number 9 nerve grinder on this one. I can assure you it's all perfectly... Heavy-duty gum hook. In fact, I guarantee you'll hardly even... Painatronic root skewers! A thing. Right. So, if you'd just like to stop sucking that ferret, I think we'll begin.
That's my tongue, Doctor.
My God, it's still alive!
No. I said that's my... Oh, look, are you sure your eyesight's all right, Doctor?
Of course it is, Mrs. Jones, of course it is. Now then, if you'll just sit back and completely relax, please.
Oh, I'll try.
Yes, there. Oh. That's it. Oh, and off we go.
What are you doing?
This is rather tougher than I thought. Nurse, get me Gelignite Anderson, will you? Now, open wide again, please.
Gelignite Anderson?
Yes, a very good, competent technician.
Well,
open, just relax, just that's
it. Big job, is it, Frank?
Oh, yeah, big tricksy jelly, yes. I should try about 6 charges under the second premolar with possibly a couple of rounds of TNT under the lower incisors.
Will do! Right, are you out of that?
Wider now, please.
That's a jet fuse down between the gaps. Okay, you take cover behind here, behind the tonsil.
Now, this won't hurt a bit, Mrs. Jones. And rinse. Right, now just spit into the bowl, please. Fine. Well, that's the ingrowing toenail out.
Are you sure you want to carry on with this?
Of course I do.
Check it, inspectors, please, Jimmy. Check it, inspectors, please.
I beg your pardon?
Come on, don't mess me up, Jimmy. Just show us your ticket, inspector.
It's here somewhere. Ah, yes, it's here.
Tickets, please. Tickets. Oh! Oh! Right, and yours, sir?
You punched mine earlier on.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Now, my turn again, I believe.
Hello, and a very same introduction as usual to you from me, a man who used to be Valerie Singleton. And still is. And here we are once again in Earl's Court for this, one of the true highlights in the social calendar, the 49th International Ideal Body Exhibition. So, let's now have a word with the person who dreamed up the whole idea of the Ideal Body Exhibition, a man whose autographed photo is shortly to be made into a major film, Mr. Different Adams.
I see comedy as a kind of isosceles triangle.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Now, Mr. Different Adams, a lot of people are saying that the Ideal Body Exhibition is the most tasteless idea you've come up with since your Hindenburg souvenir books of matches.
Well, that's a right cheek.
Pardon?
Sorry, just stock taking.
I see. Well, before we go on to discuss the unpleasant mental images inherent in that joke, I'd like, if I may, to put this question.
Who is next, please?
I am.
Oh, yes, Mr. Curtis. In you go, then. Congratulations, sir. The gods have indeed smiled on you this day, Mr.
Norman Ectocritus.
My old friend, step right this way, for Dame Fortune is your new benefactor. Yes, indeed. Tonight there'll be much rejoicing at
13 Calcutta Street, Wandsworth.
For the family will be toasting in champagne the name of
Norman Ectocritus.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed.
Hello, is this the office of Sucker's Digest?
Correct, sir. Simply tear off the sticky label that says, yes, I am a naive cretin who thinks he's getting something for nothing, and send it back to us at Sucker's Digest, together with a lobotomy order authorizing your brain cells to be removed by direct debit. And in return, we'll send you one of two amazing free gifts. Either Ken Dodd's £5 million fortune in white fibers, or a week's supply of dandruff for two. Which'll it be? All you have to do is order now, Arpenet.
Shut up! I've just about had a gutful of this, do you hear? All I've had through my letterbox every morning for the last 52 weeks is Sucker's Digest circulars. I'm sick of them, sick of them. Look at this, now, look at this. The Sucker's Digest Book of Bat Droppings. Illustrated by the man who designed Janet Street Porter's face. £29.50. Text extra. Sucker's Digest Book of the Pansy. And its very close companion volume, Whoops, Get Her, Comrade. Completely special pull-out section and matching dirty raincoat. And look at this, look at this! This disgusting free gift you sent me. A picture of Donna Summer in the nude.
That's not Donna Summer in the nude. You're holding it upside down.
Oh, am I?
Yes, it's a picture of Mickey Mouse.
I've had enough of it.
Halfway through now?
I don't think I want to go on with this.
Enough. Let us please to get on with the game.
Very well.
Right. I think that's enough dictation for today, Miss Burskins. We don't want to wear the carpet out.
Yes, Lord Russian Emigre.
I've got the Queen on Odenil for you, Lord Russian Emigre.
The Queen? All right, put her on. Hello there? Oh, nice to speak to me again. How's Margaret these days? Oh, good, good. And Pink Floyd? Great. Listen, sir, I've got your new 1980 Christmas spot all worked out, and it's a classic. Yes, that's right, yes. You open, same as usual, in drag, perched on a sofa by the dummy Christmas cards. But then, instead of the patronising message to the Commonwealth, we wipe some of your makeup off, and you do your impression of Groucho Marx. Yeah, that's right, sir. You'll be doing it with the Brother Lees, but we can dub the talent on afterwards. And then there's the tag. Wait for this. The tag is Henry Cooper doesn't walk on at the end. A blockbuster, isn't it, eh? Okay, then. Bye for now. Oh, love to George and Lily.
Your income tax advisor is in reception, sir.
Right, tell him to take the lift to the 24th floor.
But your office is on the ground floor, sir.
It's all right, he's got the way with figures.
Good morning, sir.
Now then, have you got the answers to those questions I asked?
Well, basically, sir, the position is this.
Great, I'll try it tonight and let you know how I get on. Now then, what about the income tax?
Well, I've just received the revised estimates from the Inland Revenue.
Oh,
And they're not as bad as we thought. As you know, since you stopped being a BBC governor, you can't claim the disability allowance. But broadly speaking, the inland revenue... seem happy to accept our figures, so I suggest you go ahead now and sign the cheque.
Now then, while you're here, I'd like you to cast your professional glass eye over my new smash hit project. You remember, of course, the financial disaster of my last three devil worship pictures?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Rosemary's Clooney. The Exorcist Big Night. Yes. And Taste the Blood of Ariana Stassinopoulos. Well, this time I'm onto a certain winner. Ooh, because I have bought the film rights to Satan's autobiography.
Satan has written an autobiography?
That's right, it's all here. Look. Yes. Soul Destroying Job, published by Weidenfeld and Knighthood, £8.95. I've got the first film rushes through only this morning. Max, take a look at this.
This is the dawn of creation. 3 years, 2 months, and 6 days before the beginning of time. Eric von Däniken's publishers are just putting the finishing touches to their cave paintings of astronauts. And Max Bygraves is celebrating his first decade in show business. But nobody else is. While the physical world is as yet without form, in heaven, God and his attendant angels reign supreme. Yet it is not to last.
Mr. Lucifer, have you seen Genesis this morning?
No, why?
Take a look at that. Verse 16. Hello? It's Mr. Lucifer.
Apple Hook Snake was working for Top Angel. Anaconda on Forbidden Fruit Charge claims Lucifer authorized the whole operation. That's a downright libel. And this was just the beginning. In the years that followed, I found myself helplessly caught up in a web of corruption over which I had no control. There was hardly a colleague in heaven who wasn't somehow involved. Archangel Gabriel, former chief of Seraphim, later indicted for conspiracy to plan the Garden of Eden break-in and subsequent fig leaf cover-up. St. Peter Chuck Xerophon, former first aide to the Almighty and chief advisor on matters of heavenly bliss, convicted for accepting kickbacks on the pearly gates, apple bugging, and his part in the burglary of Adam's ribcage. Then, 3 days later, in a special broadcast to the Kingdom of Heaven, came the bombshell.
And I state emphatically, gentlemen of the Old Testament, that I at no time had any knowledge of the Tree of Knowledge.
But that is a lie!
Nor had I any prior suspicion that the snake in the Eden affair was acting under the instructions of a member of my own administration.
Well, what's he saying?
I have no alternative but to banish that employee immediately into a place of utter darkness.
What? No!
Into the infernal regions of pandemonium.
I was innocent! I knew nothing about it! Ah! So, this is what the east end of heaven looks like. A seething, stench-ridden morass, bereft of any scintilla of life or humanity. That's it. HE11. Yes, as of now, all the evil in the world shall be encompassed in that one single hideous name.
Eric Pyle of Croydon.
I don't think I've made your acquaintance.
I'll go and fetch you then, shall I?
No. Later. This is hell, is it?
Yeah, this is the place they send people when they've committed a disgusting act of sin.
Really? What was yours?
Same again, please.
No. What I meant was, what crime did you commit?
I was caught in the canteen, misbehaving with my girlfriend.
I take it you were in heaven at the time.
That's right, sir, I was, yeah. I can't speak for her, of course.
Here, you know, that girl, she had everything a man could ask for.
Really?
Yeah, she just never give it you, that's the trouble.
Isn't he a panic? Well, thank you very much there, Mr. Croydon.
Here, it's not easy being a devil, you know. I keep getting things mixed up.
Yeah, so I see. Must be very uncomfortable with that spiky tail growing out of your forehead.
Yeah, it is. The horns ain't much fun either.
Now, tell me, can you get a decent drink in this place?
Oh, yes, but I have to be very careful about that, sir. If I falls asleep on duty, 50 naked women come up and start whipping me.
Oh, dear. So what do you drink?
Horlicks. Exodus 3, verse 9.
Look, will you drag your moth-eaten apology for a carcass out of here, you tasteless little...
Well, only two more left.
And one of them is the never-ending tape of Radio 4 UK?
Correct. An endless barrage of obscure shows which will go on and on ad nauseam.
I thought ad nauseam was a commercial for the Daily Star.
No, that was just a cheap joke.
Oh, yes, it was.
Here we go, then. I press the button for the last time.
Well, there'll be another chance to hear that program on Tuesday at 12:27 p.m. here on a never-ending tape of Radio 4 UK.
Phew. Saved again.
But surely that was it. That was the Radio 4 UK jingle.
No, that was a wacky extract from the smash hit TV series The Berkey's Way, with Berkey spelt wrong. A clever deception, my dear. So now it is up to you, I think.
Oh, please don't blame
press
me. I'd win.
It's your turn, my
just
dear.
Save me from this never-ending Radio 4
button.
Please.
Go ahead.
Give me that god-awful continuity announcer with the dreary forthcoming program details. Please.
Press the button!
Ah.
Now!